pretending to write. At the other end of Lac Le Mans, where the lake turns into a river, a dogleg footbridge links the soon-to-be banks of the Rhone to a tiny island inhabited by ducks and swans, and a guano-crowned statue of Jean-Jacques Rousseau gazing out into the lake, pen poised, pensive, as the swans and paddle boats arc round the jet d'eau at the end of the pier. Indolent schoolboys gather on the benches there, drinking beer from paper sacks and hurling taunts up at the old philosopher. J.J., you old shithead, all you ever do is sit there in your chair, looking inspired as hell, but you never write a thing. As fearless as we were foolish, ruthlessly invincible. Convinced we had all the time in the world to write or paint or compose and still take off from our studies whenever we wanted to go cartwheeling around the globe in search of experience, despite the draft and the drugs and the politics waiting to swallow us up like gentle Miguel, who, legend has it, paddled into the middle of the lake, stoned in a storm, never to be seen or heard from again. Now I see Miguel approach the bench, bottle of wine in either pocket of the brown leather jacket he used to wear, hunch over strings he tuned to pluck the mellow out of any anguish. And I scribble furiously in my notebook as the swans and the paddle boats arc round the jet d'eau at the end of the pier, making up for lost time.